Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is expected to begin meeting with senators individually on Tuesday. President Trump nominated Barrett yesterday to fill the seat left by the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But NPR's Nina Totenberg says Barrett has a very different ideology.
Barrett, who has served on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals for 3 years, has a clear conservative record that's generally hostile to abortion rights and to Obamacare. At her confirmation hearing 3 years ago, Barrett said that as an appeals court judge, she would be bound to follow the Supreme Court's decisions. But if confirmed, she would not be bound, and Roe v. Wade might well be overruled.
Senate confirmation hearings are scheduled to begin October 12th. Barrett's nomination has heightened the battle for U.S. Senate in Kentucky. Karen Czar of member station WUKY in Lexington reports.
Retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Amy McGrath is campaigning to defeat Kentucky senior senator Republican Mitch McConnell this November. During a rally Saturday night, the Democrat said she didn't think any senator should be voting on a nominee until after the election.
Mitch McConnell said 4 years ago, let the people decide. We're in an election year. We're 38 days to go. People are already voting.
McConnell released a statement saying that Trump could not have made a better decision and called Barrett, quote, an exceptionally impressive jurist and an exceedingly well-qualified nominee, end quote. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar in Lexington.
More than two dozen people were arrested in Louisville, Kentucky, during racial justice demonstrations last night. In Portland, Oregon, a right-wing rally last night was far smaller than organizers predicted, with a few hundred demonstrators waving Confederate and Trump 2020 flags. Hundreds of counter-demonstrators gathered nearby, but there was no serious violence. Chinese President Xi Jinping is defending his government's treatment of ethnic Uyghurs after a rare rebuke from the UN Human Rights Council. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports Xi calls the policies totally correct despite evidence of human rights abuses.
China is thought to have detained 1 million Muslims, mostly ethnic Uyghurs, at indoctrination camps. It's also been accused of practicing forced labor, separating parents from their children, and spying on people in their homes. International criticism is growing. But speaking at a meeting on Xinjiang involving senior leaders, Mr. Xi said China would not change course. He claimed Beijing's policies had laid the foundations for lasting peace and stability in the region, were perfectly right, and would carry on for some time.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. This is NPR. A long-running conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan is again reaching a boiling point. Their forces are clashing over the long-disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh, an ethnic Armenian region that declared independence in 1991. Both sides are reporting fatalities and have declared martial law. Voters in Switzerland have vetoed a proposal to end freedom of movement within the European Union. Joanna Kakissis reports a right-wing nationalist party promoted the referendum to limit immigration.
The Swiss Public Broadcasting Network reports that more than 60% of voters rejected the proposal to scrap the free movement agreement. Switzerland is not an EU member state and relies on this agreement for trade, transportation, and education partnerships within Europe. The anti-immigrant Swiss People's Party, the largest in parliament, pushed for the referendum. The party's leaders use the same slogans as pro-Brexit politicians, claiming most migrants are dangerous and likely to go on welfare, as well as take jobs. But opponents argue that striking down the agreement would hurt the economy and strip Swiss citizens of their freedom to live and work in other parts of Europe. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
Israel is limiting prayer gatherings as Judaism's holy day of Yom Kippur begins this evening. It's part of a tight lockdown amid rising coronavirus cases. Per capita, Israel has one of the world's largest new outbreaks. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.